Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
It's not even 6 o'clock yet. Now it's
Now it is. Now it is.
I know, but it wasn't.
I was like, yeah, oh.
We're starting early.
We are ready to go.
5:59:50.
Yeah.
Diving in.
You can't start a Wednesday unless you start at 5:59.
That's weird.
As the old saying goes.
That is that. I forgot that saying.
Mm-hmm.
I think I learned it in Bible school.
Reminder.
Vacation Bible school.
Vacation Bible school.
I think it was a parable.
Which is coming up at any church you drive by. Everyone has a banner right now for Vacation Bible school.
I don't know how it came up in the car, but Shannon's mom's in town for a couple days, which is code for she got a new computer and I had to install stuff on it last night.
Hey, IT.
And we just started singing old Bible school songs, right?
You did?
This Little Light of Mine, I'm going to Let It Shine.
Oh, yeah. Hide
but
it under a
somebody
bushel?
Said,
no.
You know, in the car, usually it's a lyric or a movie line, right?
Uh-huh.
But somebody said something, and then all of a sudden we're B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the book for me.
Yeah. Oh, some classics. I was impressed. We got a little, like, movie trailer this year. Since I've got,
for your church?
Yeah. Our church sent out a thing like, hey, have your kids come to camp. It's just a couple of days, and here's the trailer for camp. It was really cool. Like, they went all out.
It's a big business anymore.
Yeah, apparently.
I mean, it used to be, we would meet in the sanctuary, and we'd sing, and then we would go to independent classrooms and do, like, an activity.
Maybe an art and craft.
Exactly.
Thing.
And then there's usually an outdoor game, and then there's a snack, and it's like a half day, right?
Yes.
I taught 6th grade or 7th grade one year, and my go-to was, you're not gonna,
come on, man, come on.
We watched Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
No,
because it's about the cup of Christ. I thought it was brilliant.
You thought it was a really good move.
It was.
Hey, it passed the time.
It passed the time and nobody complained. So
they said, Eric, we need you to fill about 2 hours. You're like, I got it.
And I said, you know what, I'm gonna go back to what every PE/history teacher does the last 3 days of school and show movies. That's where I learned it.
That's what every student in Cedar Rapids is doing this week.
Today.
Watch a movie.
What is tomorrow, right? Yeah. Everybody's just watching movies.
Yep. We're just
cleaning your desk.
This is a run the clock situation, folks. We are running it down.
Let's reorganize the encyclopedias in the back. Make sure they're in order.
My 9-year-old's like, do I have to go tomorrow or...
Yes.
Yes, you have to. You have to.
I can understand how that could be a debate, but isn't the more important thing understanding you have an obligation and you have to fulfill it?
Absolutely.
You got to go to the last day.
It's like they've got little celebrations, though, throughout.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, there's a lull for both kids today. Like they had a field trip on Monday, field trip and fun things. And then they've got field day on the last day.
Is this rest and recovery day?
I think this is like probably clean out your desk.
Yeah.
Day. So come home with a full backpack and all the stuff, you know, pencil nubs and whatever's left at the end of the year.
Permission slips that didn't make it home.
Oh, whoops. Guess I should have given that to you.
Things that you sent them to give to a teacher that also didn't make it to a teacher.
You never gave her her Christmas gift? Come on, kid.
I wonder how many Starbucks cards are coming home today.
Hey, there's
that say Merry Christmas, Mrs. or Mr.
I will look forward to using those.
It's like finding $20 in your pants.
It is.
Out of the dryer.
That's
right?
Exactly it. Hey, you know what? I hope she didn't give her the gift.
I know we're not in charge of the calendar of not real holidays, but today should be go through your kid's backpack day.
It is. Yeah. At least for Cedar Rapids. I know there's so many schools that are already donezo, and I am so envious.
We were in Missouri just this past week, and they were donezo week and a half ago.
Really?
They don't have the state fair law.
Oh, so you can go to school
earlier.
They
start in the middle of August.
Mm-hmm.
Get it done. Yeah. Kids are ready. But not here. Nope. In Iowa, you got to wait till the end of the state fair to start school. Because those make sense.
Those things just go together.
Those jive. Come on.
Follow the rules.
It's absurd.
It is a little absurd. I just
we
don't
have
like
to maintain
going...
the state economy, but once school starts, you can take them out for any reason, right? I don't understand it.
I always remember it as like we had to be done with school by the time it was my birthday. So like end of May, we were usually done.
I don't remember going to school in June ever.
My kids solidly go to school in June every year, and I'm just...
The new calendar, as I look at it, has more half days, off days, training days.
True.
I don't feel like we ever had those.
I don't remember my teachers ever training.
And I thought it worked pretty well.
They were wonderful.
I have a pretty good product of the Iowa school system.
Maybe they did, and we just didn't know, but...
They probably did it on weekends, I bet.
Oh, I hope not. Their sake, I hope not.
At this point. Sorry, Mrs. Trabert.
Sorry.
I didn't realize.
Sorry,
Mrs. Kessel. Mrs. Gipple. Miss Ryan.
Whoa.
No. Miss... Oh, shoot. Third grade. She was from Pella. It was Miss Vander something.
Oh, yeah.
Second, Mrs.
She's definitely
Eaton.
From...
Miss Ryan was first grade.
That's
Mrs. Shields was my music teacher. Mr. Metcalf was my art teacher. There you go.
Good stuff.
Thank you.
Solid stuff.
It feels good that I could just recite that.
It's.
I'm never going to need that for a trivia night, but it felt good to know my former teachers' names.
It is good to just kind of test yourself.
Like, oh, for sure.
Because they may have had an impact. They were with you for an entire
They all did at one point
year
or another.
Your life, so
I spent more time in the hallway in second grade. That was a good impact.
Thank you, teachers.
It was a little chatty.
Thank you for disciplining Dancing Dick Hansen. We also have an etiquette expert from Britain.
Yeah.
That I need to talk with you about because he is rocking the world right now. His name is William Hansen.
O-N?
O-N.
Yes.
He is Britain's leading etiquette coach, and he says that there is a proper way to eat a banana.
So I'm supposed to take this banana.
You need a plate, a knife, and a fork.
And I cut off the top, and I cut off the bottom,
yep.
And then I proceed to skin it like a fish.
And then you score one side and kind of open it like a flap, and then eat the banana flesh out of it with your knife and your fork.
The banana.
The banana. You don't peel it like a primate. You eat it with knife and fork.
No, you don't.
No, you don't. Everybody's so mad at this guy. He's getting so... hate is raining upon William Hansen right now.
I don't like that online, but let's do it anyway.
I don't like doing it, but I think that you deserve it for doing
this. It's totally deserved.
Yes.
But you know what? Probably in the world of etiquette, that's actually probably correct.
Probably, but guess what?
He also comes
Knock
from a world where you put on different clothes for dinner. You don't do that anymore. Well, yeah, we do. We dress down.
Yeah.
We don't dress up. We dress down.
If I'm lucky, I'm wearing jeans, and that's fancy.
That's right. Just be happy I have a shirt on. Long lost cousin, Etiquette Hansen.
Yeah. Not gonna fly.
I've never seen him at a family reunion, and he's not invited.
Not. No. No more.
No.
Take your bananas and go.
He would run away crying if he came to a Hansen family reunion.
He couldn't handle those Hansen.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Well, I am a little excited. Sorry. I had a recommendation on a documentary that I should watch, and so I've been watching it. My sister loves, you know, crime. As do I.
I think
a murder.
Evan, you're the one who's like, white women love crime.
We do. I love a murdery podcast, a documentary. So I've been watching this documentary, and I sat down last night, was spending some time watching it, and my daughter, Audrey, joined me, and I was like, do I turn it off? Like, is this not appropriate? But she's sort of sat down and she thought it was interesting. She's like, no, if you don't mind, I want to watch it too. Which is not how she said it at all, but you get it.
Hey, brah, can I watch?
Brah, don't change the channel. She liked it. And I was like, oh my gosh, my little girl, you're growing up. You're like a woman.
Because you watch murder docs.
Because you watch murder documentaries. You must be a little woman now. I was like, oh, you know, first steps, all of the firsts, and her first murder documentary.
Are you looking forward to bonding over more murder documentaries?
I am. Honestly, I really am. I'm like, oh, this is something we could do together, which is terrible. What's wrong with us?
Is it?
I don't know.
It's just another form of consumption of culture, right?
Yes, yes.
Because at some point when she started reading non-picture books, in your mind you went, oh, I can't wait to introduce her to the following.
She'll read my favorite book, and then
exactly.
It'll be her favorite book, and then we'll have that together.
So what is your favorite murder show that you can share with your daughter,
oh, I've got
who
so
is
many
now
good.
A woman?
Have you heard about the pizza? Pizza delivery guy who had a bomb. Oh my gosh.
Yep. Oh, she's gonna love it.
Yeah, it's fascinating.
But that's gotta feel great as a mom.
I'm so proud.
You made it.
I know. I'm so proud.
You're done. There's nothing left.
I did it.
Way to go. Okay. Maybe I don't actually need a hard answer, but I do have this question that's just been burning in my brain.
What's going on?
But if you work in this field, you can let me know. Is there a rule as to when you turn on your sirens when you are in an emergency situation, considering the time of day? Lately, because my dog has to go outside somewhere between midnight and 3 a.m. every day. I'm up every day. I'm up twice a night now.
Sure.
And there have been sirens. I've heard them. And I live close enough that I can hear 380 traffic.
Okay.
So at 2 a.m, do you need to have a siren on? Because it's not like whose attention are you getting? Because if it's a congested 5 p.m., 380, or even downtown First Avenue.
Then you do.
And what prompted the question was when I was trailing the fire trucks yesterday, when they turned off their sirens, I'm like, oh, they've cleared the downtown area.
Yeah.
Now they're in a zone where they just need to flash their lights because there's no traffic. It's 4 whatever in the morning.
Is it just that it's residential and there's not as much traffic?
I don't know.
We don't need the siren.
But I heard another one this morning. And then I'm starting to play the game, like, are police sirens different than ambulance sirens?
Yes.
Are they?
Some people can tell them apart.
I don't know.
Yeah,
because I'm like, I listening to a chase on 380 this morning, or was somebody in need of medical attention? But I'm just curious, why do you need the siren on at 2:40 in the morning?
I think it depends on where you're at. If it's a congested, like a 380, not even congested.
At 2:40 in the morning,
it's not
though?
Congested, but there is more traffic.
There's a ton of truck traffic, right?
Yeah.
I find it odd.
If you're in a neighborhood, maybe you don't need it. I don't know. Like a residential neighborhood.
But we've heard fire trucks come in, like if there's a medical emergency, you'll hear them usually as they come around the corner. And it seems like if they're within eyeshot, they know where they're going. They can see it.
This thing again where I say things like I know them, but I don't really know the answer.
Well, you know what I'm doing? I'm coming to you like you're the expert.
I'm not.
Shame on you and shame on me.
Somebody give us an answer.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
There's going to be a lot of political money spent in Iowa in 2026. We've got another person entering the U.S. Senate race.
Oh, really?
Representative J.D. Scholten has announced he's running for Senate against Ernst. So this, I think, is the second person announcing their candidacy. It all comes down to that offhanded comment she made at a town hall, which I'm curious if this is going to bite her.
Like,
right?
That's the thing that made him want to run?
According to him, and if you get into the weeds of politics, Democrats are trying to seize on, like, boy, that was a gaffe, and if we could blow this thing up, it might hurt her. I don't know. You know, this is a pretty red state, so Joni has a pretty safe seat. If you've not heard, so Ernst was in a town hall, and there is a $700 billion reduced Medicaid spending suggestion in a bill that's currently being debated by the Senate. This was last Friday, and somebody in the crowd yelled, people are going to die if they don't have Medicaid coverage. And Ernst said, and it kind of sounded like she was dismissing the comment, well, we're all going to die. And I'm sure you've seen the memes. It's like, welcome to Iowa, right? Yeah. And that's our new state motto.
Yeah, the state sign.
She did double down on the comment. She filmed an apology video, somewhat sarcastically, in a cemetery. So I think that has raised the hackles a bit of the opposite side of the aisle, which is why this guy is entering. By the way, he's from Northwest Iowa. He was first elected to the State House in 2023. He ran for Congress twice. He almost beat Steve King. Remember that guy?
Oh, yeah.
In Iowa's 4th District. He got within a few points. And then the guy that's now running for governor, Feenstra?
Yeah.
He lost big time to that guy. But that just kind of shows you who the players are right now in these. There's a little bit of brinksmanship going on in Iowa.
Huh.
I think wondering, as a pretty solid red state, right, if there can be any moves made. I bring this all up because now we have another person running for governor on the Democratic side. Her name is Julie Stotch. I don't know her.
Yeah.
She is a campaign coordinator. She's helped Buttigieg. She's helped Clinton.
Oh, wow.
That's her business. And she thinks, now knowing how Iowans vote and believing in her ideology, she thinks she'd be a pretty good governor. So she's from Iowa. She just announced her candidacy yesterday. This is the first time she's ever run for office.
Huh.
She's always helped people get into office.
But she knows how to do
it. She's never run for office before. Huh. So we'll just see what happens as we get into November of next year. Ton of races happening coming up in 2026. A quick message for my friends in Marion. Hey, Marion, walk your wheels. An intended and unintended consequence of all of the lovely development in Uptown Marion, more people on bicycles, more people walking, more people with animals. You need to know the rules of the road.
Okay, what are the rules?
If you have a bike, you need to walk it. Okay. That's the easiest way to explain it.
This is just like while you're in Uptown Marion.
This is one of those stories where they gave me number street and number... Just if you're in probably a paved brick area in Uptown Marion, get off your bike.
Okay.
That's the simplest. There'll be a ton...
If you see charming brick streets, get off your bike.
If you see really nice planters, oh, that's some nice uplighting. And a, you know, a refurbished depot, you're in the zone where you need to walk your wheel.
Noted.
I don't know my streets. And I'm like, if I start going down that road, it's going to get messy.
That makes it really easy.
If just you're in any of the plaza.
Yeah.
Probably even the alleyway. All of that is just because it's bringing a ton more, which is exactly what they want, right?
Yep.
You want people walking their pets. You want a lot of walkers and strollers. But if you have a bicycle in that zone, you are asked to walk it. Plenty of signs have been put up.
Okay.
So you'll know exactly where you are when you're in the Marion area. But just a friendly reminder to my friends, my future retirement town, Marion. Marion, walk your wheels, please. All right, let's get to Freedom Festival. The 2025 military tribute banners are up in downtown Cedar Rapids.
Oh, yay.
This is where families can put up pictures of loved ones. Some of them, all of them veterans, or they've served in the armed forces. Some of them still with us. Some of them have not. This is a very, very popular program.
It is.
This year, they have turned it into a walking tour. So each of the banners that you see will have a QR code on it.
Mm-hmm.
So you get a little bit more background on the story of them. And I believe through the Freedom Festival, you can find out where to follow that walking tour. But I bring this up because they're already getting requests for 2026.
Oh, my gosh.
And they wanted to let people know, like, if you keep trying to do this every year, get a hold of them as soon as possible. There are some costs involved.
That's so cool, though, that there's that kind of interest to honor somebody that you know and love.
Well, and served. Considering you've got a building dedicated to veterans right in the heart of the river, right, with the gorgeous flame on top of that, and it wraps around the 4th of July and the Freedom Festival. Next year is the 250th birthday of America. It's going to be popular.
Okay, yeah. Get those submissions
in
there.
Get in touch with the Freedom Festival. There is a component that it appears a contribution for honor a veteran. I don't want to say the word required because I don't know, but they'll explain all of that. But if those banners, first of all, make you go, that's pretty cool. That's great. And then you're like, I would like to do one of those for one of my family members.
Yeah.
Freedom Festival, that is the way to go. That's got us feeling all right this morning.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Just a quick update on the Diddy trial. Now in its fourth week, and yesterday got a little bit interesting because a female heckler caused a minor delay in the proceedings and had to be escorted out.
Is it the galley? Is that the word?
Mm-hmm.
Basically somebody in the audience?
Somebody in the audience who is a Diddy fan. She's been a regular the last couple weeks inside and outside of the courtroom. But first, she yelled out his name, then a couple of profanities. And I'll just say that she told him that these people are laughing at you. Not the way she said it, but basically. And they're laughing at a black man's legacy. And pull out your gun. I dare you.
At that point, aren't you a threat? And can't the judge, like, throw you in a jail
and
cell?
At that point, they did take her out of the courthouse. There was no reaction from Diddy. It was just a minor delay in the proceedings. No, you can't do that.
You can't.
In the middle of a courtroom. Decorum. Speaking of decorum, Patrick Schwarzenegger is following in his father Arnold Schwarzenegger's footsteps. He did season 3 of The White Lotus, and it really made an impression on his dad. They were having a conversation, the two of them, talking to Variety magazine about both being actors. However, there was some full frontal nudity by Patrick in season 3 of White Lotus. How did Arnold feel about that?
Like father, like son.
Exactly. So I guess you can't say anything because you did it too. Although he didn't quite show as much as Patrick did.
I don't remember full frontal in any of the movies that he's citing. I think there's a lot of buttocks.
Yes.
Arnold, especially in Terminator.
Yes, there's a lot of backside, but no frontsies for Arnold in those movies.
The wiener.
Arnold also praised his son for embracing the term Nepo Baby.
That's great.
What else are you going to do, right? He said, I'm glad you kept the name because now I can take credit. He was joking. He said, you join a very short list of successful people, though. Look, like Jamie Lee Curtis. I think she's one of the greatest actors in history. You have to show substance, though, to get rid of the whole idea that it's just nepotism.
I think Bill Pullman's kid, who's been popping up in some movies lately, is doing a great job.
Yes, absolutely.
Mr. Pullman, son of Bill Pullman.
He's a great actor. Ellen Pompeo, great actress, and has been in a lot of dramatic scenarios in nearly two decades of Grey's Anatomy. However, she was not prepared for a recent experience she had at the airport. She said that she got detained by the TSA because of a bag of sunflower seeds.
What would cause that much confusion?
She was
confused,
too.
You can have that through the TSA, can't you?
Totally. Buy a little bag. She said that was going to be her protein snack on the plane. She said, I had a little bag of sunflower seeds, and they were like organic, like really nice sunflower seeds from some sort of fancy all-natural grocery store in L.A.
Like super Whole Foods.
Yeah, super Whole Foods. She said they weren't unopened. The bag wasn't even open, but apparently they had something within the packaging materials of the sunflower. There was some sort of chemical in the super expensive, fancy, organic, clean sunflower seed packaging.
What?
Yeah. So,
because I'm thinking, like, it's either the density of it and it goes through the x-ray and they're like, something looks wrong. Like, we can't see in this thing. And then you ever been there where they like wipe your fingers and then they put it on the chemical analysis thing?
Ooh.
I wonder if it was that.
I don't know. Maybe it was something to do with that chemical-based something. But she got detained for an hour. She
said, an hour?
I almost missed my flight. They called in the bomb squad because of her bag of sunflower seeds. She said she was texting people like, I might not get on the plane. Like, I might not make it to my destination. Sorry.
You're at a point there where it's like, hey, dump them out. There's nothing. I'm not concealing anything.
And she offered to. But
and then
they
it's
weren't
like,
even open.
I also paid $1,000 for these sunflower seeds. Don't touch them.
Please, I paid so much for sunflower seeds.
These are the best sunflower seeds in the world.
I offered to throw them away. They're like, no, you stay put, ma'am. You stay put.
That's crazy.
And she's a nervous flyer anyway.
I don't like silly lawsuits, but I feel like that, like,
they took it too far.
Yeah, did they know who she was? Like, let's just inconvenience a celebrity today.
That's my question for Ellen Pompeo. Did you ever say, do you know who I am? Maybe it's for the best that you
did. Maybe they remember that musical episode of Grey's Anatomy. Like, I'll never let that go.
You know what? I don't forgive you for that.
Sit down. We're checking each sunflower seed. Each one.
That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
School's wrapping up. Summer is almost here, or officially here, but depending on where you're going to school.
Did your daughter get her field trip in yesterday?
They did.
Good. Lake McBride?
Yeah. A couple raindrops, but they were already swimming anyway, so who cares?
They were swimming?
Yeah.
It's warm enough for that?
Yep.
Nice.
If you're in seventh grade, warm enough.
That's good point.
It's all about mindset, right?
Yes.
But as we get closer to getting into summer, I was talking to a friend and she was saying that the kids are so busy with ball games and all of that goes into that. They're thinking that maybe this year would be a good idea for like a staycation. Maybe they could do something fun in the state of Iowa. Wouldn't be too far of a distance. Wouldn't cost too much.
Because you would think like a Chicago trip or Mall of America doesn't sound that intense.
No.
But that's a lot of time and there's a lot of expense to that. You got gas, you got hotels.
Ton of expense with that stuff. So what is a fun kind of staycation place that they go to around here?
You know, I was thinking, you just mentioned Lake McBride. I love that location. Like, you can rent a pontoon.
Yeah.
If you've got the skill, you can do that stand-up paddle boarding.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool as well,
so
right?
So much recreation if you think of, like, parks like that. Because Iowa County resident, we always went to Lake Iowa.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great little...
I think there's a lot of hidden gems that you take for granted. Or
sure.
Sometimes there's those that you've never heard of before. That's our topic. What would you recommend in terms of a staycation? The phone line's at 200-1029.
Hi, are you calling for Momtroversy?
Absolutely.
All right. Where would you go if you were doing kind of a staycation?
So I got two. The 1 mile bridge right outside of Des Moines. It's an old wooden bridge that's a mile long. Or Make It or Break It off-road park by Mount Pleasant, Iowa.
All right, let's break these both down.
Okay, yeah.
So the bridge, is that pedestrian, bicycle, or can you drive on it?
You can drive on it.
And it's a mile long.
Yeah.
That's
and
cool.
It goes over a lake outside of Des Moines.
Okay.
Cool.
And then it's kind of, do you say motocross park or describe what's near Mount Pleasant?
So it's called Make It or Break It. It's like an off-road park. I haven't had a chance to go to it yet. It's on my list.
That sounds way fun.
Now, I'm driving a 2019 Jeep Cherokee. Can I drive that or do you have to have a special vehicle to drive on there?
I would personally take my 97 TJ, but I would also try it in my 2018 Cherokee.
Okay. A little bit of both.
Fun.
We love the suggestions. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Absolutely.
Bye-bye. You need to take your Ford Flex or whatever you drive to that off-road park.
My Edge. Flying. Right, yeah. Flying.
Look at that suspension. Take the kids. They're bumping their head the whole time.
Come on. It'd be fun.
He mentioned that that 1 mile bridge, which intrigues me.
I've never heard of that one. I've heard of High Trestle Bridge.
Yeah.
Which is also beautiful.
While we're in the bridge game, may I highly recommend the Swinging Bridge
in
Columbus Junction. It's in Loisa County. It's an easy day trip. All you got to do is drive down. It's in a park, and it's fully suspended over like a ravine, but it does have a sway to it.
Oh my gosh.
It's a lot of fun.
Actually, the kids would love that.
The Swinging Bridge. These are those little maybe places you went to as a kid.
Yeah.
Fun little staycation ideas, because as your family's going to experience, I think a lot of people this summer, budget might be a little bit tighter.
Sure.
Kids are just getting busier and busier, right?
I want to ask my kids' daycare provider, because she plans trips like this, like fun little day out, little afternoon getaways, and she would know like all these places. Like they went to Crystal Caves, they went canoeing, they go to Adventureland for a day.
The Effigy Mounds, right?
Yeah.
I've never been to that location in the state
either.
Of Iowa.
There's a grotto that
there
my
is?
Parents went to somewhere in Iowa. My parents went to this grotto and they're like, it's absolutely beautiful.
There's pictures some towns lovely. I think that actually have what look like castles. There's like a little castle route you can drive in a day. All of these great ideas coming in. 200-1029, we need your help and suggestion for this family for staycations.
Yes, so Honey Creek Resort, I used to go there when I was a kid. So they have everything. And it's the thing that my parents loved about it, and I love about it now as a parent, is it's not a waste of your money. Honey Creek, you have a pool inside. You have things to do inside. But you also, as a dad, you would know that you don't always want to be with the kids. You want to also maybe sometimes go do your own thing, right?
Sometimes.
You mean dad could take a vacation from his vacation?
Yes. So there's a golf course there. But you also, there's a, like indoor swimming. There's a gym for the moms so they could wake up early. You also have, like, outside. There's a beach outside. There's also paddle boats outside.
Honey Creek you'd never heard of before.
I hadn't even heard of that. There's so many amenities. Why haven't I heard of this?
It used to be owned by the state. It's beautiful lodge. It's in Moravia. It's south of Des Moines.
See, sometimes, also, that just, like, gets me fired up. Like, I need to explore these places. I need to know every square inch of where I live.
Keep these ideas coming. Staycations, what do you got?
Helping raise your kids the Scramble way. This week's Momtroversy on Z102.9.
Nothing wrong with a little staycation. If you want to do a trip with the family, make some lasting memories. You don't have to spend a ton of money. You don't have to go to great distances. Sometimes there's some really great things right here in our own backyard.
Remind me again, you took your kids to the Cedar Rapids Museum of Art. Was that last summer?
Oh, no. This is a couple of summers ago. We decided we were going to spend a week and we were going to be at home. And we did little things like that. We went to the Museum of Art. One day was like dedicated to that. And they have like a little search where you can find different things around the museum, which made it so much more fun for them. And they love the gift shop, obviously. There's so many things there.
I don't think it's been announced yet, but they always do that free summer at the museum.
Yeah.
Remind me, I think I heard a commercial on our radio station, National Czech Slovak Museum and Library, has kind of an interactive castle experience for kids right now.
And sometimes you forget about that stuff. It's right here in the town, but there's a lot of really great places you go, like spend some time in the Amana Colonies. That's a great little getaway.
Somebody mentioned yesterday how easy it is to take Coral Ridge Mall for granted.
Yeah.
You have a carousel.
Mm-hmm.
You've got that slime kitchen. That's new. You have the Iowa Children's Museum, right?
Oh, the Children's Museum is a great day of stuff to do with the kids.
Yeah, specifically, you know, if you're kind of in Cedar Rapids, it's easy to go, oh, yeah, Iowa City, University of Iowa Sports, but you forget about the other things Iowa City have to offer, right?
Right. There's a ton of things.
Yeah, so in 2020, during the year of COVID, we decided to do a waterfall trip through the state of Iowa.
Oh,
it was
you
a one-day waterfall trip, and we started actually in Lake McBride and went all the way up to Decorah, like going through McGregor, Pikes Peak, and through there. There's waterfalls up there, and then you end up in Decorah, and there's a couple waterfalls up there. The other thing, you can do a bunch of canoeing on the upper Iowa around Bluffton, which is very beautiful, too.
Canoeing.
That sounds lovely.
And I love those. Just kind of pick a theme and then start your route.
And my kids love a road trip, too.
It started in Solon, actually. Yeah, Lake McBride has like kind of a waterfall
for waterfalls
area.
And you don't think of that with the state of Iowa, but I'm sure you guys loved it.
I didn't even hear about that.
And tons of, I bet, beautiful pictures, too.
Yeah, just Google one-day trip waterfalls in the state of Iowa, and that's
awesome.
What you get.
They'll
give you the route
idea.
And everything.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You bet.
Bye. Hey, thanks for holding. Okay, you're planning a bit of a staycation. What's your recommendation?
I would probably go to Maquoketa Caves State Park and then pack pajamas for the kids and go to the 61 Drive-In and watch a drive-in movie.
Oh,
and have food
how cool.
Delivered
We've
to
got
the,
friends that do this.
To the drive-in.
That sounds awesome, and that takes me back to my childhood, too.
Fantastic memories.
Yeah.
How nostalgic.
I mean,
oh,
that,
good idea.
That is a lost way of enjoying movies, but yeah, a good old drive-in night in the car. You pop your own popcorn.
This is so great. Thanks for the great idea.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
You know what I'm also hearing with staycations? No screen time.
Yeah, exactly. You want them to get off their phones, off their iPads or whatever. As long as you're spending time together and everybody's talking to each other, that's time well spent.
This could also work. So for your example, it's a friend of, and all their kids are in sports, and like, we just need
She's
a little
like,
window of time.
We're so busy, and all of the money is going into baseball and softball.
This could also be the right answer for, we just need a day away from the kids. Hey, Grandma and Grandpa.
Hey, that's a great idea.
Do you want to take them?
How would you like to take the kids on a day trip?
Day trip, steak. And then how cool, like, how did you guys know about this? Grandma and Grandpa knew the coolest places to go.
That's a great, hey, we're a Funkle.
Aunt and uncle. Boy, we're just helping people left and right.
Look at us.
That's our Momtroversy. The phone call is still coming in. That's the conversation line at 200-1029. I've just named it the conversation line, by the way.
It's the conversation line.
Jump on the party line. Or you can always go to the Z102.9 Facebook page for Momtroversy.
It's the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
Z102.9.
It's time, Claire. It's time.
Let's do the talking. Let's meet. Let's meet our new friend, a new coworker here at Z102.9, new to the street team, Katie.
Cadence?
Katie.
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 She shot that down.
Yeah,
well,
it's Katie Buster.
Either works, but.
What do you want? What do you prefer?
Probably Katie.
We're going to work a lot together. What, you want me to call you Katie?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what's on my badge, at least.
Okay.
And do you go letter K, letter D, or do you spell it out?
It's C-A-D-E-E.
Katie.
Katie.
Cool.
Katie.
Cadence is a cool name.
Yeah, something to do with music. I don't know. My dad chose it, so.
I was just going to ask, is there music in the family?
Oh, yeah,
excited. My family's a big, like, artist family, but I don't know.
Like,
it's
artsy?
It's a lot of everything. Yeah, my dad's pretty artsy. I try to be myself, so.
So was he trying to get you to be a drummer, naturally?
Like, the
Maybe.
Rhythm of something, the cadence?
Yeah, it didn't. Yeah. I mean, the drumming part didn't work out very well.
No? Does he drum at all?
No. We just, I mean, we both like music a lot. Listen to a lot of genres and whatnot.
Oh, cool.
Cool.
Do you have other family members with other unusual names?
Other unusual names. Oh.
And to you, it's probably not unusual because you say them all the time.
Yeah. I mean, maybe like Corbin. That's
Corbin? Do you have a sister named Drumstick? Or
no, my sister's name is Addison.
Addison.
So.
They're all cool names, though.
So three?
I have, well, okay.
Hold on. Do we need paper?
She's getting her fingers out. She's counting on fingers.
Okay, so technically, biologically, I have one sibling.
Biologically, okay.
But then I have two other siblings that, like, two other people I consider my siblings.
Showed up in the house one day?
Yeah.
Got it.
So I have my sister, Addie Addison.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I have my older sister, Kelsey.
Yeah.
She has, like, five kids.
Does she go by Kel?
No, just Kelsey.
Okay. I'm looking for a pattern here.
And then Jared, my brother.
Got it.
Okay.
Awesome.
Where do you fall? Are you younger?
Youngest.
Youngest.
I'm youngest.
Youngest.
All right. You guys all hold down the fort in Vinton, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah? Cool.
Awesome. So done with school?
Done with school. I mean, all I got is my senior year, but other than that, we're done for this year. Got done last
Yay.
Friday.
Exciting.
Well, getting ready for a very full summer with Z102.9.
Exactly.
We have a ton of events coming up.
We have a lot going on. Hopefully, you're ready for all of that. Now, your family is artistic, you're musical or not?
Do you play an instrument? I am in band. I'm going to be the
drum major?
Drum major, yeah, for this upcoming
season. Knowing the cadence.
Wow.
Right?
Wow. What do you play, though?
I play trombone and baritone.
Sweet.
Oh, I love that.
You know we have a band here, don't you?
I do know. I've seen it.
Perfect.
Yeah. Okay, I like that attitude.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
Lovely.
Yeah.
On the Z102.9 Facebook page right now, we always try to, these are like the icebreakers. You're going to run into her in an event and you're like, I don't know what to talk about. Start talking about her favorite cereal or color or whatever works.
Yeah, whatever.
Let's go down the list. What is your favorite color and why?
My favorite color is blue. I think it just, I think it looks the best on me. And then also because my whole family, we're just like a very blue.
Yeah.
Really, if that makes sense. We all like different shades of blue and...
They're smurfy.
Your family is smurfs?
I guess.
All look good in blue.
Yeah, it's just
Do you
like,
all have blue eyes? You have blue eyes.
I have blue eyes. My sister does. A lot of my cousins do. It's a very common thing. But then you got the occasional cousins that got like hazel eyes and then a few with brown eyes.
Isn't blue like one of the hardest ones to
blue
get?
Blue is recessive and brown is
that's
dominant.
That's the word, recessive. Yes. Thank you. What is your favorite cereal? Remember, this town makes...
Cap'n Crunch. Well, we make a lot.
Yeah.
Probably Fruit Loops.
Fruit Loops! Toucan
Sam. Is that
Sam. Made here? No, it is not made here.
Oh, dang.
I love
it's a Kellogg's
that.
Brand.
But do you just like the colors? Is it the scent? What about it makes it your favorite?
Well, I mean, it's just like easy to make. And like, I don't...
It is easy to make.
Well, yeah. And then like for Cheerios, are plain and they added sugar on it. But this is already sugary. I don't have to worry about it.
But it's you're so drawn good. To circular cereal. Is that
I guess,
fair?
Yeah.
Okay.
Only circular cereal.
If we blindfolded you and gave you Apple Jacks and Fruit Loops, could you tell the difference?
100%.
Okay.
Ooh.
Isn't it the same flavor?
I think it's all. Isn't
no,
it just
no.
Fake
Apple
fruit?
Apple Jacks is more cinnamon.
Oh, very good point.
True.
I stand corrected.
True. She's got a point.
And
figure it out.
Your favorite movie is and why?
Free Guy with Ryan Reynolds.
That's a fun movie.
I love that movie. I've watched it. Probably like 500 times.
500 times.
Wow.
I don't know. I play it in the background when I'm cleaning. If I need a movie to watch, I watch it. It's fun to watch. And it's like, I don't know. I like video game stuff.
Yep.
So being able to watch something that still has like the real life aspect to it.
I mean, it's got heart.
Yeah.
Right? For a character that doesn't exist, right?
I don't think I saw this one.
You don't know?
I don't know this one.
I'm going to walk over by Katie because we both like this movie.
Yeah.
In video games, you've got the main characters you control, and then you've got what are known as free guys, like people that just are in the environment.
Yeah.
You cannot control them. You can interact with them sometime. He is a free guy who one morning wakes up and kind of realizes he's a person. And then what happens there? But it all takes place in the world of a video game.
Okay.
Boom.
So are video games a hobby?
I like to play them a lot. I mean, I just kind of stick with the same games over and over, but like I like playing them. Minecraft and Roblox, unfortunately.
Yay! That's great. That's popular. That's great.
And then I like to play the occasional like indie games or like story time games that I can find that aren't like $500. So,
If you're not inside playing games, what are you doing outside?
Ooh, probably I like to go on walks. I like to do like chalk in our driveway. Like,
fun.
So
she has an artistic flair.
I like that. Yeah.
I see somewhere you're a golfer?
I am a golfer, yes.
Oh, really? Like, are you on the golf team or are you recreationally?
I am on the golf team.
Oh.
For Benton.
What's your handicap?
We don't do handicaps for high school. I have no idea what our my handicap is.
Do you typically par?
Sometimes, yeah. It's either par or bogey, usually.
Nice. That's good.
Very good.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right.
Pretty decent. Do you have any nicknames that people call you?
I mean, I have a lot of not nice names that my friends call me.
Well, let's not go there.
No.
No.
We're not going to do that.
They, not really. I mean, my dad calls me Monkey. That's really it. Or,
do you like that?
It's cute.
Two of my friends, they like to call me Cadenza or Candace because people read my name wrong a lot.
Oh, sure.
I bet.
I did that. I think the first time I saw
teachers.
It. Yeah. Cadence is not a word people see very often.
Yeah.
And Candace, I've heard that name before.
Bergen, yeah.
Yes, clearly Candace Bergen.
Obviously.
The only Candace.
That's the one.
Yes. Okay, this is Katie, Monkey, Credenza.
We'll see.
From Vinted. We're like, what fits?
I don't know. We'll have to figure it out.
That didn't feel very natural. It felt pretty forced.
But maybe we can figure out just a little bit more about Katie by getting to know her via music.
Yes. What we're going to do is take a break, and we'll come back in, I'd say, give us probably about 5 minutes, And we're going to ask you three questions, and you're going to answer in song. You're going to answer the song that takes you to your first job. You're going to answer the song that reminds you of summertime. And then you're going to answer your guilty pleasure song. That's as we get to know Katie, the newest street teamer, with the Morning Scramble. More coming up on Z102.9.
Waking you up with the Morning Scramble on Z102.9.
Summer around these parts has commenced, we know, because we are busy with activity. Yep. And there's a lot of new faces in the building with our summer street team.
Yeah, newest member, we got to get to know Katie a
Monkey?
Little bit. Monkey, maybe? I don't know.
Do you like that if we call you that, or is that just between you and your dad? Like,
that's what my dad calls me. Stop calling me Monkey.
I don't care.
You're cool with it?
Yeah, call me whatever. I really don't care.
She'll right. answer to anything.
Hey,
it's usually. Katie
you
or
know what?
Monkey.
That's the right answer. Hey, pick this up. Help us out.
Well, maybe we can see if it's a good fit, if we get to know you a little bit better, and we can do that via music. We have a game called Mixtape, and we've asked you a couple questions. We don't know your answers, but you have answered with songs. Do you want to start with the first job?
Yeah, I always we go in order of the song that takes you back to your first job. It could be literal. We've had a lot of people answer with the song that was always on and like on the speakers wherever they worked.
Yeah.
Okay, so newest street teamer Katie, let's hear the song first. Dolly Parton, classic 925. What was your first job?
My first job was working at our local gas station, John's Quick Stop. It's closed now. But
you closed it?
Yeah, what'd you do?
Oh,
you
I didn't close it.
What happened to John?
John sold it to Casey's.
Oh.
So now
you know
we have
what?
Two Casey's
comes
Vinton.
With pizza money.
Yeah.
I get it, John. So those were your hours, or was that a popular song that John loved?
It was just like constantly played and like
it was
played all the time. And then like I was known as the cooler kid, so I'd go into the back and I'd fill all the coolers and I'd have to take all the trash out.
You were cool. Okay, never mind.
Oh, she is, but she's also the cooler kid.
Well,
I was called the cooler kid.
She could also handle cold temperatures.
Okay.
Well, I got a sticker that said the cooler kid because I was the best.
I love it.
But my coworkers would come to the back and start blasting that.
Really?
I am back there working to scare me. And it worked every time.
You're stocking beer and all of a sudden there's...
Dolly!
Dolly Parton's scary sometimes.
Oh my gosh, that's one of those songs that gets in your psyche and just kind of freaks you out.
Yes.
First job song, Katie, 9 to 5. Next song in the mixtape, Summer Jam. Okay, that is Michael Jackson for sure, right?
Blame It on the Boogie.
Blame
It on the Boogie by the Jacksons.
Jackson 5.
Oh,
yeah.
There it is. That takes you to summertime, or there's a memory there?
I don't know. It takes me summertime. I've listened to it a lot. It's like, it is my go-to summer song, especially like when I'm in my car, windows down, I'm blasting that. And it's just very upbeat and like fun. We also played it at In Vinton, we have like Party in the Park.
Yeah.
And they played it like three times one night, and it was great.
Did you discover it there, or is there a family member you have to thank for that?
Probably like my parents.
Your parents?
I've listened to who knows how many genres. Yeah. And
that's great though.
Like Blame It on the Boogie
that
was
awesome.
In it. And
yeah. Just a nice variety and getting exposed to a bunch of different music styles.
And now it's yours.
Yes.
I like that.
This is probably first, I didn't see either of these coming.
I didn't see those songs.
Which now makes me very curious. This is our newest street teamer, Katie. What did she pick for her guilty pleasure song?
If those are your songs that were, you know, just part of your life, what could possibly be a guilty pleasure for you?
Let's find out. What are we listening to?
We're listening to Love by Keisha Cole.
Ooh.
Who's that?
I don't know. I've just listened to like some of her songs.
It's really good.
Yeah. I think it was my sister who showed me that song, and it is me and like it's our go-to song. We listen to it all the time. It is played at every family event, every holiday, every time we're in the car.
Love it. It's a sister song.
Yes.
Keisha Cole?
Keisha Cole.
And this is Love. I'm digging that.
It's beautiful.
I love it.
Kind of like a R&B vibe. I like it. I like it.
Katie, those were not that you get right or wrong answers, but I really enjoyed your three songs.
I did too.
Thank you.
It's a great mixtape.
I think somebody's got some good musical taste.
She has excellent musical taste.
Yes. I like to think so. And she's not afraid to toot her own horn.
No, that's exactly the attitude you want when you're a Z102.9 Street Teamer. All right, the newest member of our Z102.9 Street Team, that is Katie. Please be on the lookout for her and say hi the next time you see her out with Z102.9.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble Podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.